Hello, this is Gary.
Hey Gary, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good, good. I just wanted to, follow up with you. We spoke a couple times in the past. I was just circling back to see if you end up finding a dozer and if you had
No, I haven't found one that I like yet. I'm still keeping my eyes open, but I just haven't run across the right deal.
You still kind of like looking. Any luck though? Any potentials or?
No, everything I see that I like, they're asking too much money for it right now. So it's not a buyer's market at this time. So I'm just kind of waiting to find the right deal so I can pounce on it when it comes along.
Have you talked to any banks or anything or seen what you'd be looking at or what you qualify for?
Nope, I haven't. I
No.
figure I'll just get it and pay cash and then go finance it after I buy it and write
Oh,
it.
okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Is that usually how your like little process that you do it?
Well, either that or I just get a line of credit before I go to an auction, and so that in the past, Wells Fargo would say, anything you want up to $500,000, go ahead and buy it. We don't need approval. But I haven't done that in a long time. I'd have to set the line of credit again for that.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
But
and how often are the trade shows typically? Are they like more in the summertime?
Normally I'd go to auctions, and you have all over the nation. You pretty much have an auction every week somewhere.
Oh, wow.
Of course, the further away you go, the more your cost to ship it is, and so you have to weigh the price. The value. It's just a judgment call as to where the best deal is. I usually, I've gone as far as New York from in bought machines, but that was in 2008 when I was buying them for 10 cents on the dollar.
10 cents on the dollar.
Yeah,
Wow. Yeah,
I
that's
mean.
obviously. I mean, everything was getting repossessed. Was that a repossession thing or was it a
Somebody was going underneath, and so I bought a $500,000 excavator for $35,000,
Oh,
and
wow.
cost me $15,000 to get it moved. So I was into a $500,000 excavator for $50,000, so it was a great deal.
That is an amazing deal. Have
But
you?
that's 2008. Now things are booming, or at
Right, yeah.
least in
So,
this area.
yeah. Is there? Have you seen it fluctuate generally, like over the years after working or being in this business?
It goes up and down. It follows the economy. I'm still expecting to see quite a bit of equipment coming out of the oil fields, but I haven't seen them hitting or going for very cheap right now. That's
Yeah,
kind of
no.
the problem.
Yeah, because I know it'd definitely be for like pipe, laying pipe. They use a lot of dozers and stuff. Because I know, the last one you're talking about a John Deere 650, right? And you had like a GPS system in it.
Exactly. That's what I'm looking for, something that's already equipped with a GPS system.
And how does that like? Does that just get you cleaner cuts, or is that the future of a dozer? Or,
That's the future of the way it's going. We're getting away from having to go out with surveyors and set stakes. Now we just have everything in the dozer, and it tells you where you are.
Where you are and
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. It supposedly can put you plus or minus a centimeter.
No
In
way.
three different axes. Yep.
Wow. Plus or minus a centimeter? That's really accurate.
Was very accurate. So,
Okay. Well, yeah, I just wanted to circle back with you and wanted to see if you wanted to see, what we could do for you. I know you don't have like a piece, but what is the price range you're looking on? Like, I think 40, right? To
I was looking in the 40s and 50s for
40s and 50s.
one pack, but the problem is that the GPS systems are all relatively new, so having find the right dozer that's already been plumbed for a GPS system is difficult.
What are those ranging like around?
The GPS systems run 15 to 30 thousand.
15 to 30. Oh,
Yeah,
that's oh, so that's.
above the cost of the dozer, right?
Oh, okay. So it's like an add-on then. It's like a it's.
It's an add-on, exactly. So it's basically looking at about 100,000 for
Yeah,
the
but
complete system, dozer and GPS.
those are in GPS.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, if if you wanted to see what we could, provide for you, it's a real simple process. It's a one-page app. It would be the 4 months banks, and then your most recent tax return, and then yeah,
Okay.
just the estimate. So you said what, around 100,000, like your estimated cost.
Sure. Go ahead and email it over
Yeah.
to me. And I'll see if I can get to that in the next few days. Right now I'm in the middle of a bid, so
Yeah.
it won't happen today, but hopefully I'll have some time some later this week to get to that.
Yeah, and as soon as you get everything together and send over, we can get you an answer, within 24 hours, and you could see exactly what you're looking at, and or what we could, provide for you.
Okay. Very good.
All right, I have an email file. It's gary.griffin@kivainc.com. Is that correct?
That's it. Yes,
All
sir.
right. All right, Gary. Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot over that application and the list of documents we'll need. And what's like kind of the expected return on investment if you get this? Is this just like an add-on, or is this really going to accelerate your business for more jobs? Like,
Well, it's just an add-on, and what it's going to do is phase out some a couple of employees that I don't have as far as setting stakes.
Yeah.
So I've got an overdoser I'm going to sell to help to get out of the fleet, and so I just want to modernize, replace it
Yeah.
with a new dozer.
Okay. That sounds great. Yeah, and that's also too, you said with that GPS, it like the as far as the people that are like checking their like the grading, I don't know, they're called surveyors or what are
Yeah, or field engineers.
Oh, field engineers, so that kind of cut them out as well, or you could do more.
Right.
Yeah.
It's gonna save me two different employees' salaries. So the saving of the salaries should offset the cost of the machine.
Yeah, exactly.
And that way I have less employees to worry about showing up on Mondays or whatever it might be.
Yeah, less on your hands. I know you're a busy guy. Yeah.
Really.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll look at email
All right,
and
Gary.
I'll get on that. Thank you, sir.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, thanks for your time.
Bye.
Bye.